And I'm not gonna keep you long, but I want us to reflect. But to be, you know, 2 years ago it was refresh, refuel, and refire. That was the theme. You know, always that needs to be a part of our lives. Every day is be ready to refuel and refresh and refire, because it all comes from God. And we got to stay hooked up with Him to stay alive, to stay active. Because, you know, if we don't, we just grow old. You know, and it ain't no fun just growing old. I want to grow old and grow alive every day and grow strong. You know, and be like Moses. When I go, I'm going to get as high as I can to God before I leave this earth. I'm going to the highest point. And then I'll leave. Hallelujah. So don't look at your age. Don't look at your old body. You look at your body and say, you do what God says you do. Amen. You preach the gospel. You go to work. You bless your family. Whatever you got to do. And also, I want to thank God for the prayers, because, you know, day after Christmas, I just wasn't feeling good. I mean, things was hitting me, and I prayed and, you know, believed and confessing the word. But sometimes attacks come, all kind of reasons you don't know why. But then finally, Thursday night, I mean, I worked all week. I had to, you know, you just don't have help. You just got to go, because if you, in my line of work, if you call in, you got 10 calls. You got to call yourself. If you're too sick, you can't pick up the phone yet, but you got to make them and reschedule them. So if I don't do them, that just means more work I got to do when I get back. It's like more brick, less straw. So I'm like, well, you know, and you go out there and then you come home and you're like, just let me lay down. Don't talk to me. Just let me lay down. And you sleep for 10, 12 hours. And you get up and you do it again. And just thanking God and pressing on. And then about Thursday night, I come in and I told my wife, and she's laying down beside me, I said, I want you to put your hands on my chest and I want you to pray. And when she did that, it wasn't just her prayers. It was all the prayers that came in. And then when she prayed, it wasn't just a 30-second thank you, Jesus. It was a prayer, and it was a powerful prayer, a prayer of faith. And next morning, I felt a lot better. And man, just good. I mean, I still got some little symptoms, little things, but I felt a lot better. I mean, I wasn't tired. I wasn't achy. And I was like, thank you, Jesus. You just keep on. Just keep on going. And those prayers were received. And because, you know, the devil seen some things I was getting ready to do. I'll talk about what we did New Year's Eve. But, you know, and he wants you to call, make some calls. I don't think I can make that appointment. Yeah. No, it ain't going to happen. if I can't hardly talk, I'm going to be there. Yeah. Because I know God. I know His anointing. I know the power. Yeah. When you don't think you can, He will. Yeah. When you don't think He can, when you don't think you can, He will. He will. Amen. But these are all legal papers. Look, I got about 12 of them. Notes. Lewis, think I got enough time? I wasn't really sure. I just printed out. I printed out my sermons, and I don't think these are all of them for this year. But then Lewis and Reed brought some word this past year. But I want to fumble through here. And if something strikes a tune, and it's like you remember something there, I mean, share it. What God did or what God spoke to you. You know, 2016, the year said it, Lord said it's going to be a year of great change. Great change. Has anybody had any great change? Now, when you think of the word great, you're thinking like, well, my eye was blind, but now I can see. No. It might be, I got extra in my checking account this year. That's great. So we think about this great. Sometimes we miss the supernatural looking for the spectacular. Sometimes you miss the supernatural looking for a spectacular. When all the supernatural is just going out and being a blessing to somebody. Yeah. Giving them a Wendy's burger.
Yeah.
That can be a supernatural act of God. Amen. Great changes. Look at our nation. Look at the election.
Yeah.
That was something great. That was something great. And there's still things going to come out of that.
Still trying to figure it out.
See, and it was just a specific word for all kind of people, for all areas in our lives. And if you hadn't received some great things that you heard, don't give up. You know, God doesn't look at years. That's what He gave me, but He doesn't look at a timetable. And that great change, everything we have operates by the law of sowing and reaping. You want changes in your life? Keep sowing. You keep growing. Amen? Because if you don't, you're not going to have a crop. Another message we have was, His banner over me was love, February, marriage. enrichment month. That's coming up. That's our plan. In February, we're going to be talking about relationships. You know, giving that month just to what God would share. And He hasn't shown me everything yet, but I just have made that particular month, unless He changes it, just to be about marriage and relationship. Because it's just that time of year we're thinking about that. We're giving a little can. Amen. See there? And that's what it's about. Staying together, no matter what. Whether one's not feeling well, if they got health issues, that's where you stick together. And when one's weak, the other's strong. And then vice versa. Stick together. One thing the Lord spoke here recently, and it was through a magazine. I think it was Kenneth Copeland says, or it was either Word of Faith, because I get Word of Faith. I get the Believer's Voice of Victory magazine. We get Voice of Covenant, Jesse Plans. I need Word coming in. See, I give out Word here, but this is my ministry. When I get ministered, I have these magazines, and they're free.
Yeah.
They send them to you free. I hate it when people speak against these ministries and they don't know the heart of these people.
Right.
They don't know where they started in these ministries, and they don't know what they've done and what they're doing. All they see is the lifestyle they're living. But you know what? They didn't see where they started.
Yeah.
A lot of people look at where you are, but ask me where I started. Because
yeah.
God ain't a God of just a little puny thing. Man, you honor and you serve Him your life. At the end of your life, you're going to look glorious.
Yes,
you ain't going to be no poor, busted, disgusted. That's what the world thinks Christians are to be. Man, that's bad. That's right. That's not the God. That's not El Shaddai. His name is El Shaddai, not El Cheapo. But His banner over me is love.
Amen.
Be still and know that I'm God. Paul talking to Timothy, encouraging him in times of stress. You know, be still and know that God and His Word is true. Just reflecting on last year, knowing and seeing the Lord, the series we talked about, knowing and seeing, you know, and just that continues on. How do we get there? He that hath my commandments and hide God's word in our hearts that we might not sin against Him. That's the one that loves me. Jesus said, that's the one that loves me, that believes what I say and does it. Be a doer of the word. The Amplified said, the person who has my commands and keeps them is the one who really, really, really loves me. And whoever really loves me will really, really be loved by my Father. And He will come and manifest, touch your body, change your finances, work relationships out in your family and your kinfolk. Amen? Anytime hands go up, because I'm kind of going through these kind of like cue cards this morning. Big cue cards. I was out of little paper, Sandy, so I had to use big legal paper. You just got to go with what you got. Amen. Sometimes you run out of time. You don't have time to go to the drugstore. One message, has God said? What has He said? Well, we better get in the book and find out. That was the main subject of that. Has God said? A lot of times we think we know what God said, and it ain't. It's what Mama said or Papa said. And Papa didn't live long. Mama didn't live long. Well, we got to go what the Word says. The Word says you live long and strong if you honor your mother and father. That means you need to be respectful. How much more does this generation need to know about respect and honor? That might be a part of a message just this year. So that needs to come back. A lot of things changing, still changing, going to take course. Jesus is the real deal. Remember that? Got a picture of that? Ric Flair, woo! Remember Ric Flair? To be the man, you got to beat the man. If you're going to walk the walk, you got to talk the talk. Remember old Ric Flair? Well, Jesus is the real deal. If you want to do what the Master said, you got to do what He says. You want to see the works? He says, do as I do, and you'll have as I have. Amen? Just because we say we love Jesus, does that prove our love? No, we got to, do we love Jesus? We'll do what He said. Be doers, because He's a real deal. We do what He says, we'll have the results. We will have the results. That knowing and seeing the Lord, I made a quote here. It says, the person who has my commands and keeps them. But through that series, the Lord said to us, if we're going to see the visions, Lewis talked about the Lord showing him some visions this year. And I believe they're going to be deeper visions as the years and go on, that things are going to be happening, greater things, more darkness on the earth, that means the church is getting brighter, glorious. Visions, there's going to be more visions poured out. Warnings given to the church, to the people, people of God. I believe we're going to try to have more ministers, more ministry gifts flow through this church. You know, I want the fivefold gifts flowing here and operating. The apostle, the evangelist, the pastor, teacher. But knowing and seeing the Lord, you got to keep your heart prepared. Always be prepared in your heart to give a witness of the hope that's on the inside of you. There's people out there who want to know this Jesus you say you know. A lot of people have been watching you through the years, through your Christian walk. And they're almost, you know, when you get to you're at the tipping point and you're about ready to fall in, you're just kind of at the tipping point. There's a lot of people that's been watching you that's in the tipping point. They're not sure if they want to give their life totally to Jesus yet. God's going to use some of you guys this year. Amen. You're going to be that little weight they need on the scale that's just going to get them on in the creek and get them all under the water. See, they've been trying to live on both sides of the creek. They don't want to quite give their whole life to Jesus because they like sin. They like some of this old sin stuff. But there's coming a time that they need to get on in and receive His benefits. And I believe the Lord's going to use a lot of you guys this year to help people get on in, get on board, moving forward, going to move forward. Got to get forward. They're stuck. This really impressed me was that there's stability and humility, because that was just a morning. Man, Tammy heard from the Lord and spoke just a prophetic word, and it just set me on fire. But that was a testimony. Stability in humility. God wants us stable. We've seen what happened. Everything that was going on in that election, and man, people were spitting fire and shooting all these negative words. Man, church had to stay stable in all that because we had to make a choice. We had to choose who we was going to vote for. Yes. Need to be stable in our hearts. Yes. And don't look at the outward appearance, because God's going to deal with the hearts. Yes. And we got to need that. Well, I ain't going to get into all that. But we stayed stable. We still got to be stable this year. Stay humble before the Lord. Reed, did you have something there? October. Be stable. And then the last one I had, that this world needs Jesus. Amen. And that was out of the book of Ecclesiastes. And remember, Solomon started the words of the preacher, the son of David. Vanity of vanities, said the preacher, all is vanity. What profit have a man of all his labor which he taketh under the sun? Like the seas, this is a comment on that verse 8, I didn't have it, but like the seas and oceans that Solomon described in verse 7, our eyes are not satisfied with what we see, and our ears are not satisfied with what we hear. Apart from the Lord, there is no way to satisfy our hearts. No way. That's what his whole message was about, vanities. Without the Lord, nothing is, it's just wasted time. You know, I seen on Facebook, it talked about we lost a lot of people this year, famous people in 2016. But the greatest loss was if they didn't know Jesus. You know, a lot of times we put these people up on pedestals, like, man, can you believe such and such? You know, Princess Leia of Star Wars, she died, man. I mean, see, it's appointed for man once. All of us are going to die. But did she know Jesus? I mean, that's the main thing. Whether it's Princess Leia or whether it's the guy on the street. And this world needs Jesus. Because if you don't have Jesus, once you check out of here, it's too late. It's too late. I mean, the hell is real. Heaven is real. And there's choices. It's in your bulletin. Every day we got choices that we're making. And that choice determines our destiny. Determines on where we go. We got to make that choice for Jesus. The Bible says God's Spirit will not always dwell with men. There's coming a time to where it's going to be over. The choice is going to be, we had our choice. Only the Father knows that time. Amen. So, man, we need to be about His business, letting people know, man, it's urgent. That message is urgent. And that conclusion on that message, it says, this world needs Jesus. And the only Jesus they will see is a Jesus in you and a Jesus in me. So I encourage you today, quit looking at all the media. that's been put before our eyes and ears, and let us focus our attention on the Lord and what He has said. Remember the prophet, remember Elijah. He did all that great and mighty work for God. He called fire down from heaven that killed all those prophets of Baal, of the devil. And there was a famine in the land. Man, he did a mighty work. And then Queen, what was her name? Jezebel. Sent a messenger with a note. It wasn't Brenda. She sent a messenger from her castle and wrote and says, "As you have slain my prophets, and so shall you be in the morning or in the afternoon." In other words, she said, Elijah did all that mighty work. And then when he read that note, he got a vision of all those. Man, this was with a sword, killing men. I mean, this is bloody. This is graphic. He saw that happening to him. All that work he did for God. And then he got in fear. And he ran from the presence of God because of that one word, that message that came with a note. And she didn't have a covenant with God, but he ran and he hid in a cave. And God showed up with the whirlwind, with the fire. But it was a test. God tested him. But he sent his word. He said, "Elijah, what are you doing here? I didn't call you to go hide in a cave. I gave you my word. You're to deliver my word." He did it for the king. He said it wasn't going to rain for 3.5 years. It didn't rain. God, I got you back. God said, "I got you back." Why? You took this message with a note from this Queen Jezebel, thinking she's going to take your life. But then the Lord showed him the supernatural doesn't have to be this fire or this earthquake. It was a small, still voice. "What are you doing here, Elijah?" See, that's how we're going to do mighty things for God. It's just that small, still voice. See, a lot of times the devil wants to make a lot of noise and get you in confusion. But it's that small, still voice. Christian life is a window for those to see Jesus. The Christian life is a window. Yeah. We don't need no blinds on that window, do we? We need nothing to restrict that from. And that's what the devil wants to do. He wants to put the blinders on us. On our window, he wants to put those blinders on the windows and don't say that. They think you crazy if you say that. That's when you just need to say, "That's the devil. I just need to go ahead and say that." Yeah. I need to tell them about tongues. I need to tell them about the baptism of the Holy Ghost. Because, yeah. See, it's in the Bible. And it's for the church. It's for God's church. If Jesus didn't want it in there, he wouldn't have put it in there. And if it was in there and it wasn't his will, he would have got it out. Yeah. But it's in there. Amen. The world, the devil's trying to get it out. Man tries to keep it out because they can't explain it.
Right.
See, we always want to, if we can't explain it, we don't want to talk about it. Well, that's God. God can't be explained. He becomes revealed.
Yes,
revealed knowledge is revelation knowledge. I got it and you ain't getting it. See, that's revelation knowledge.
Yeah.
Nobody can take it away from you. See, God revealed his love to me. He manifested, he delivered me. He anointed me with his power. Nobody can change that. The devil try to hit you with things and hit you with things. But I go back to the cross.
Amen.
Jesus died for me. If it was just me, oh Lord, he died for me. See, you take it back. It's personal. It's a personal vendetta.
Yes.
And that's how you keep your mind in check. Because the devil, he wants to play in this mind games with you. But go to your heart. I think of Vicky. You know, Vicky, I can compare you to my aunt that lost her husband this year. When I say lost, they're separated, they're not lost. But I've seen my aunt has really struggled. But with you, see, I see the word working in you. God really, he just surrounded you with his love. Like Ken has never left. It's like he's just stepped just over here for a while, for a very short season. But God never left you. See, and he's never left none of us. But the way we relate the word that we've had and the knowledge that we've had is the way we keep our life going. A lot of people don't have what you have, and they struggle. They struggle in this area of loneliness. I haven't seen that. I've seen strength in Vicky. She kept on. And that's God. That's what he does. Amen?
Yeah.
And I see it in this church, and Maldy and Boots and Miss Alicia, they're just living strong. Yeah, we got battles, but we stick together. Amen? We march forward. March forward. But anyway, I wrote down, he spoke this back in September, October. He said, this is a year of fabulous outpourings from heaven. Notable miracles at the hands of not only ministers in the fivefold ministry, but just among people, yet God's people. Amen. Notable miracles. Notable. People's flesh being changed. Blind eyes being notable miracles. Believers will lay in hands on the sick and notable miracles will be done. But watch for the children. Watch for the children coming forth with miracle-working power manifest around them, and they're just children. And they will be just children. And I'm not talking about 15 to 20 years old. Of course, they're involved, but saith the Lord, watch the little ones. A child shall lead them. Many things are going to be happening in the kingdom of God in 2017, and it won't be anything like you thought. It'll be grander and greater, an outpouring such as never been seen before, saith the Spirit of grace. And then our Pastor Jim Howard, Life Christian University, 2 weeks ago, he shared with us at break that for 35 years as he's been ministering, the Lord usually gives him something that kind of rhymes. Doesn't always have to rhyme, but it's just something the Lord would speak to him. I could tell you a few. When we got with him, we come underneath Jim Howard in 2000. If you remember 2000, that was year, man, everything's going to break down. Millennium. Ruthie was born 2000. The computers are going to, everything's going to stop. Get your water, load up your pantry, load up your shotgun. Don't let anybody come to your house because Y2K. You know what our ministry is? Say yes to Jesus. Y2K, yes to Jesus. If Jesus is coming, don't lock the doors. Let people in and tell them about Jesus. Christians kind of getting, oh man, all this stuff happening. Jesus said things are going to happen. It came and it went. Everything was okay. See, God's not in confusion. He's the Spirit of peace. You prepare, but you don't get in fear, right? You just get prepared. Well, Jim had in 2000, I'm not sure if I knew 2000 because we just got there. 2001, this is what Jim said these previous, 2001 will be under the gun, 9/11. In 2002, we'll be learning what to do. In 2003, would be a year of victory. In 2004, we're looking for an open door. That was some revelation coming from heaven. In 2005, the church will thrive. In 2006, I'm not really sure. In 2007, we'll be preparing for heaven. I think we're still in that. Getting ready. Did you know what 2006 was? Heaven upon earth. And that ministry in 2008, expecting something great. And then that was the end of Spirit of Faith. The church was sold, but the ministry is still, it's a teachable ministry, and Jim's still under that. But 35 years, Jim says, I've received a word in December concerning the coming year. December 18, 2016, this is what I heard for the believing and expecting church. This is what we're going to hear. For the believing and expecting church. In the year 2017, mighty works. What did Brother Copeland just say? Notable miracles. Yeah. Mighty works that have been seldom seen will become routine. Routine works that are seldom seen, we need to be looking for routine. Yeah. People coming in here didn't know they had this disease, this tumor, and left, and it left. Amen. It left while they were here. See, that's routine. Need to be expecting that to be routine. Yeah. Diabetes. What is diabetes? We don't have diabetes here. Jesus is here. We live long, live strong. We live healthy. Amen. We're coming off of medications. We're staying in the Word. God's Word is medicine. Amen. This year, the Lord, the Word He gave me, is going to be a year of transitioning. You think about 2016, a year of great change. When great change happens, you got to be ready for some transitioning. Uh-oh. Now, we'll talk about transitioning into jobs, into relationships, ministry. I believe in this year there's going to be some transitioning here at Word of Faith and other ministries.
Yes.
In our government.
Yes.
In our nation.
Yes.
There's going to be some transitionings taking place. And it's our opportunity as a church to be ready to pray. And just don't be so like, whoa, man, you see what's happening? No. We're expecting this to happen.
Yeah.
And we need to pray for that person to be able to transition, for me to be able to transition into that. And we'll do it by God's grace and by His mercy and by His power.
Yes.
Now, I'm just going to share briefly there. I didn't have a big theme on this, but the definition of transitioning is a process. Say process.
Process.
Or a period of changing from one state to another.
Amen.
Or from one condition to another.
Amen.
Maybe I'm transitioning from a diabetic, Jack Smith, I'm not calling him a diabetic, to a non-diabetic.
Amen.
See, I, in other words, the transition, I can see it now. It's manifest.
Yes.
From one state to another.
Amen.
The children of Israel came out of Egypt. They came out of the world. They came out of debt. They came out of bondage.
Yes.
And they transitioned to the promised land.
Amen.
To the promised land.
Yes.
Did it just all of a sudden be there one day? No, it was there from the beginning. What did Tammy take us back to? We're going back to Eden.
Amen.
Going back to Eden. That's the promised land. It ain't never left. It's with Jesus.
Amen.
It's in paradise. That's where the tree of life is. But Jim said there can be heaven here on the earth. The days of heaven be on this earth.
Yes.
Amen.
Jesus has never given up on this place. Amen. Now, He's going to destroy it one day because He's going to make us a better one. But He ain't going to destroy us. But until that happens, we can live here victorious on this earth. On this curse-stricken earth, we're going to be above that. Amen. Above and not beneath. Because that's where God has placed us.
Yes.
He's placed us above and not beneath.
Hallelujah.
Above your situation, not under
yes.
it.
Yes.
Amen. Above in our finances, not under them.
Amen.
Lord, we thank You're going to send people to us. You're going to bless us financially so we can bless others.
Amen.
So we can be a channel to help somebody else out.
Yes.
It's time for that, Lord. We just thank You for that. Romans 12, 1 and 2. Is the scripture the Lord gave me for this transitioning just today to share with you. Paul says, I beseech you therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God. This might be a transition for some people. For me, that you present your bodies. Say bodies.
Bodies.
A dead sacrifice.
Yeah,
oh, here we go. No, you can't be dead. A living sacrifice.
Yeah.
Acceptable unto God. Which is our reasonable service. That's reasonable.
Yeah.
Present your body as a living sacrifice. Lisa, every time I see Lisa, she's doing that. She was with us last night. Lisa's got her hands in all kind of things for God. Ministries, helping people. That's her reasonable service. That's what God has created her to do. She's fulfilling her purpose.
Yes.
It's whatever God gives her to do, she does it. And we all have one of those purposes. Not to do what Lisa's doing, do what God's called you to do. Right now, it might be at home being a wife. It might be at home being a mother, being a father, being a dad. If that's what it is, do it with all you got on the inside of you, right?
Yes.
That's your ministry.
Yes.
And it might change. You might have to transition to another ministry. You might retire from your job and transition to another ministry, to another part of your life. Amen? And then do all you can with that. Give it to God. Say, present it to God, a living sacrifice. Okay, Lord, now. Let's go on. What's the next thing? What's the next thing we're going to do? You might have your house being remodeled. Things might be out of disorder right now. There might be chaos going on.
Yes.
But there's a transitioning happening.
Yes.
And love is in the middle of all of it. Just let it flow. Just let it flow right into place. I seen a truck come down the road the other day. It had all kind of pieces of puzzle on it, like a Harris Teeter truck.
Yeah.
Had all kind of pieces of puzzles. And I'm like, that's what we are, Lord. We're just all pieces in your puzzle. Going somewhere, you know, you're trying to get all of our pieces together to make one great, beautiful picture. Amen. A picture of God's love.
Amen.
Healing, deliverance,
yes.
Whatever it may be. be acceptable unto God, holy, which is our reasonable service. And don't be conformed to this world or the people that are in this world trying to show you what love is and what a relationship is. Don't be conformed to that. Look to Jesus. Look to His image. You're created in His image and in His likeness. Let Him show you what love is. Let Him show you what wholeness is, what happiness is. Happiness is not a feeling. Happiness is when you're in the will of God and doing what God says. You might not be healthy in the will of God, but if you stay in the will of God, you'll become healthy. Amen. Doing what He says to do and not and just pressing on. Yeah. Next thing you know, your body's in line. Your body's in tune. And you're singing your happy song. Amen. Amen. You find your happy place. I think there was a cartoon talking about finding your happy place. I don't know who it was. I like to go to the shadow of the Most High, underneath His shadow. That's my happy place. Be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed. Transition. Transformed by the renewing of your mind. That's what Tammy was singing about. These past. Don't let these mindsets. It's time for a new mindset. Don't be transformed by the renewing of your mind. And if you do that, if you, we continue to renew our mind to God's promises, we will prove.
Yes.
Say prove.
Prove.
What is the good? Say good.
Acceptable
and perfect will of God.
Perfect will of God.
Amen. That's where we want to be. That's our place. That's our destiny. That's our destiny this year, right there. That's our destiny, is to be in the perfect will of God. Let's say that. I want to be. No, no, no. Let's say we will be in the perfect will of God this year and forward. And forward in Jesus' name. Man, I believe it. I believe that right there. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Just a few more things now. That was the old, and talking about the new. This is a new year now.
Amen.
Word of Faith Worship Center has a new partnership. Last night, you seen the couple that came here Christmas Day. Came to the front. We prayed with them. That's Mike and Cynthia Henson.
Yeah.
She's a graduate of Life Christian University. She was under me for 3 years. Lisa for 1 year. 3 years ago, I prophesied. Don't remember it. That's God. That's the Spirit of God. I prophesied to her up there in those pews. I saw her cutting a ribbon at a block foundation. Just a few words. She called because of some connections. Lisa kept us connected here. She says, Lord was saying, like, this has got to happen, Lisa. You've got to make this happen. They're not listening. But she got us connected, and Cynthia is now in that building, and guess who got to cut the ribbon? Me. Oh, see, she told me, she said, Pastor, what you prophesied has come to pass. I'm getting ready to open this ministry. The Lord's blessed us with this ministry, and you prophesied it. I said, when? And she told me the story, and now it's F, Faith, Rest and Refuge Ministries. Here on Union Cemetery Road, about two blocks from where Spirit of Faith Ministry was that Jim Howard started over 10, 12 years ago. We got the whole block covered. Now that's corporate cooperative Christian ministries, which we are partners with. And just a couple blocks down, we got another ministry. New ministry this year. We sowed into them $250 last night, and then we partnered with them for a year. $1,000 for a year. That's $250 a quarter. And they're just getting started. We was a church that got them started. I got to open and dedicate that service unto the Lord last night, me and Sherry, and it was a blessing. It was a blessing. The house chairs was full. They fed us, had little knickknacks. But this is a blessing of the Lord.
Amen.
And it's something God spoke through me that has came to birth 3 years later. You're a part of this. Ain't that awesome? And God's called them, called her internationally. He spoke big things to her. And we'll be a part of that. Things are going to get bigger here. So that's a new thing for a new year. And also, I mean, Cindy could probably stand up and testify to the church. We've done more this year than we've done last year, brought in more. Getting ready to sit down for our yearly, 3 or 4 weeks later, and talk about the year and get with the board. But I've been praying about, in the Word, you know, we're supposed to take care of the orphans and the widows. I want to do things the way God tells us to do it. And if we do that, and so, this church will grow, the finances will grow. So I've been praying about, you know, and we are giving, but I want to do, make sure we're hitting all areas that God wants this church to hit. And I've been praying about orphanage in particular. I'll pray about that. But orphanages, that's something he put on my heart this year. And we already, with the Nazarene, helping children, but specifically orphans and widows. Amen? Ain't God good? Just, these are just some little things he does that are great things. Amen? Amen. Any prayer requests this morning? Can we pray for you for the new year? Anything you need, God's able to meet that need. We sure will. Gwendolyn?
Yeah.
Father, we just thank you right now. Lord, you see that need right now in Gwendolyn's body, Father God. Lord, whatever's been damaged, you are the restoration. You are the one who brings restoration right now. So, Father, we just lift her up by faith, Lord. We agree for your healing anointing right now, Lord, to touch her right now, Father, in Jesus' name. That place of pain right now, we command that pain to leave for the healing balm of Gilead right now to touch her in that spot right now, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. And we thank you, Lord. You keep her stable, Lord. Don't let her do things, Lord. When she needs some help, let her ask for help. Don't let her go above and beyond what's not suitable for her right now in Jesus' name. Amen. God loves them mamas. Any other prayer requests? So we just thank you for all those little connections right there, connecting those dots that made a difference in Helen. Father, we just thank you, Lord. Lord, continue to touch Helen, Lord, and bring her up, Father God. What man can't do, you will. You said, what man can't do, I will. Jesus said, I will, Helen. Lord, let Helen hear that from you, Jesus. I will be whole. I will, Helen, be whole in Jesus' name. Receive your wholeness, Helen. Receive that wholeness. Amen. Amen. Yes, Lord. Best is yet to come. I thank God for all the ministries, Ministry of Helps in here that are helping the vision here. Frankie and Elaine coming back and just stepping in. Frankie likes to take care of God's house, keeping things looking good and working. Thank God for all the men, all the things that get done around this church, all the ladies that do the cleaning, all those little things, they mean a lot. Amen. Amen. We are a blessed church. Abel, you know, this church, like I was telling my wife and tell other people, that, man, debt-free, you're able to meet needs because our needs are met. Ain't that awesome? It's here in the church, and it needs to be in our homes, too. Make sure in our homes. I still, you know, God's still working on some things in our house. Anybody got something God's working on? Amen? We always got something he's working on. There's always a to-do list in my house. Amen? But God says, that's okay. But we never and never will. Let's not neglect this place. Don't think that our needs are above this place. Now, this God first. We keep everything in order, but keep God first, his place first, his people first, and God will make sure we always end up first. He said the first to be last and the last to be first, right? Amen. Amen. Well, let's stand. I know you got some plans for this new year, but this is going to be a different year. Amen. Going to be a different year. Let's agree and pray together. Father, I thank you, Lord. Thank you, Father, for this day. This is the day that the Lord hath made. We get to rejoice and be glad all year long, Lord, because your mercy endures forever. Father, we thank you, Lord, for this church. We thank you, Lord, for this people. We thank you, Father God, for the ministry here that you have blessed this church and blessed this people, Father God, to teach people faith. Lord, to show them how to come in and get born again, get their lives touched and changed, and then to go out and be a blessing to help others, Father. We thank you, Lord, for FRR Ministries, Father God, for a new thing, a new work you're doing in Concord. And Lord, we thank you, Father God, it was spoken by you, spoken by the Spirit of God. You breathe life, and so, Father, we just thank you that ministry will grow, it will prosper. And Lord, you will meet the needs of that ministry. You will meet the people's needs when they come in. And we just give you the praise, Father God. It's just another outreach. It's just another part of your Spirit going out and touching and changing lives. And Lord, we give you the praise. We thank you, Father God, for great things you have in store for us this year. And Lord, we're going to be sensitive to your Spirit. And we're going to hear you. We're going to listen to you. We're going to obey you. We're going to love you. And we're going to follow you all the days of our life. And we give you the praise for every step of it. It's because of you. And we thank you for it in Jesus' name. Amen.